The Catholic Church's relations with other Christian denominations were under the spotlight earlier this month as the Vatican's top spokesman on ecumenical dialogue, Cardinal Walter Kasper, marked his 75th birthday, the age at which every Catholic bishop must offer his resignation to the Pope. The Cardinal, who has headed the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity since 2001, marked the occasion in traditional German style with the publication of two books, a re-edition of his own work entitled The God of Jesus Christ, and a tribute volume written by two of the Cardinal's former students, with an introduction by his compatriot and fellow theologian, Pope Benedict XVI.
The 75th birthday is a very significant birthday because every bishop and cardinal has to offer to the Pope the dimission of his office, and I did it already, but I guess that I have to stay still some time here.
Speaking to journalists for the launch of these two publications, Cardinal Walter Kasper reminisced about his life as a priest and his work to heal the divisions between the different Christian churches.
It's a fascinating task I have here, to work for the unity of the Church, have the dialogue with the Jewish people. I cannot imagine a more fascinating work. And so forth, this person is important for me. I have to look back, and have to look back very gratefully, because 75 years without very strong illness, without incidents and so on, it's very important, and to be grateful for this, or to be grateful to people who have accompanied me on my way of life. And, well, now I hope that I can do still something in theology, especially it's my enthusiasm to do theology and to contribute to others what I have thought or what I have experienced, because in this book there's now also a lot of experience all over the world. And I feel always as a pastor when I go travel around the world, not as a diplomat, I never have studied diplomacy, but well, some psychology is needed, but every pastor must have also some psychology. But I want a little bit to share what I have experienced, what I have learned, what I have thought to other people, and perhaps it can be helpful for their own way of life.
In these books, you go back, or in this particular work, you go back to the roots of your faith, don't you? Your understanding of God.
Oh, yes. Belief in God is a fundament of every religion, also of Christian religion. And I think it's very timely to speak on God and not on superficial, marginal questions. But who is God? And many people are seeking around the way for God, and often they did not get an answer. They want to pray, cannot pray, and all their pilgrims on the way to God. And I think it's a task of theology to speak about God, also how God and suffering can be combined. This is a problem of theodicy, is very important, and I try to speak about the God of Jesus Christ, not as a vague God and a God who is everywhere, very far away from our life now, who is in the midst of us, who is our Father, and the Father of Jesus Christ and his Son. And so I think we must come back to the basic themes of our faith, and it's a question of God. We are also questioned because there is a new wave of atheism now, of a very aggressive atheism, a missionary atheism, and we have to respond. Then the non-Christian religions are in our midst, especially Islam. Well, we have some in common with them, but there are also significant differences. And I think there's a lot to do for theologians today.
What do you see as the most significant threat? Do you see it as the other religions, or do you see it as the secular world, this aggressive secularism, as you call it?
I think it's two challenges we face. They are very different. The challenge by the other religions, which are present here also now in Europe, and the presence of secularism, who do not think that God is no longer important, you can forget about him, he's only private for you, for your private life, but now God returned also to the public scene, Islam put a new question of the relation between God and power God and violence. And I think it's a very important question to show, well, the God of Christianity is not only the loving God in a very superficial way, but he's not a God of violence. And this is a very important point, and many people are bothered about this problem.
You say you have a fascinating job here, and yes. There have been some very important developments since you took over as head of the Council for Christian Unity. What to you perhaps is the single most significant piece of progress that has happened while you've been here?
Well, there are several points. I think there's a revival of the dialogue with the Orthodox and the Oriental Orthodox churches. When I started, it was a very bad situation, and now we are in a good way. And the second one, we have a change in the ecumenical scene with the Protestant, a big, very big change. We are no longer on the point where we were after the Council. There is an enlargement of the dialogue. Many free churches want today dialogue. Also, there are Salvation Army and the Mennonites and all these free churches. An enlargement on the other hand, in the mainline church, there are inner developments where we have today. Also differences in ethical questions we never had before, about abortion, euthanasia, and all these kind of problems, and also some liberal tendencies in Protestant churches. And you see it's best when you think on Anglicanism, they are in a very difficult situation. We try to help them to find again their identity and unity, but this is a new situation which makes the dialogue much more difficult. Nevertheless, we are decided to go on. It's an irreversible decision of the Second Vatican Council.
Finally, Patriarch Bartholomew is coming here this week for the anniversary of the Oriental Institute. Yes. How significant is this visit and his meeting with Pope Benedict?
Well, we have a very relaxed relation now with the Ecumenical Patriarchate and the Ecumenical Patriarch in person. And it's very normal when he comes here for this anniversary, he meets the Pope invites him to have meal together, and grew up a lot of friendship, of mutual trust, and this is very important, and I'm very happy about this development, especially with the Ecumenical Patriarchate, and this has reflections, has consequences, I think, for all other Orthodox churches.
Perhaps these informal meetings are almost as important as the documents and the formal declarations.
We need both. We need the documents, we need the formal meetings, but they can be successful only if there is mutual trust, informal relation, if there is some friendship, and that's the basis. And then on this basis, theological dialogue is possible.
And my thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, head of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.